The first thing I'd like to say is that I'm glad to have the chance to talk with my people. We've been trying ever since about 2 o'clock to get through, and it's been very difficult. Had it not been for a brother and sister in Christ and a friend, Brother Odika and his wife, we would not have gotten through. So we only have just a few minutes to talk with you. I wish we could have gotten through sooner. Some numbers of things I'd like to have said. But we have not 50 minutes as of yet to leave from Brother Odika's home and get back to the airport and catch our plane, which is going to be a hassle at the very best. We're leaving from here going into Ghana. We've had a wonderful time here with the Nigerian people. They've been very courteous, some wonderful people. We've been able to have a conference with the ministers who are very receptive and have ministered in a number of churches since we've been here, and the people were very receptive. The people of Nigeria are very God-conscious, and they're very hungry for the gospel. They want the truth, and they are trying their very best to work together as a brotherhood and as a people to where God can bless them. It would really be a blessing if some of you people that are listening at me there in the sanctuary today, if you could just be here and walk up and down the streets of Nigeria, or just ride to and fro and see the hungry hearts and see the masses of people that could be turned to Christ Jesus. It would be wonderful if you could just be here and share some of their enthusiasm for the gospel and see their hunger. I'm expecting to find some of the same things over in Ghana. We've only got maybe a day in Ghana, and then we'll return to Lagos for just a few hours, and then we'll go straight into Nairobi, Kenya. And I'm expecting God to bless us also in Nairobi. I hope everything is well on the home front, and I trust that everybody's doing real well, and that the parents in Christ Jesus are remembering the babes in Christ, as to offer a consolation in that Jesus said, "Feed my lamb." A lot of times we forget, you know, those people. Sister Betty was just telling me something here. We found our luggage today. We have been in Nigeria all of this time without any luggage. And today, as we get ready to leave, we found our luggage. We've had to wear the same clothing every day. Sister Grace said that she had said she just couldn't do that, but she found out she could work it out all right. Said, tell those young girls there at Bethlehem to never say they can't do that. I had to wash my pants and my clothing with my hands. I had to scrub them out. Sister Betty, she made allowance. Because she had to scrub hers too, and so did Gracie. Brother Jerry was talking today, and he was telling me he thought he'd come by and show me his new suit of apparel. He had to wash his too. Well, anyway, we've been having a wonderful time here in the Lord, and God has been blessing us. People have really responded to the word of the Lord, and we're looking forward to coming back to Nigeria to where we can be in here and spend some time. You could very easily spend the whole year here and not have spent too much time with these people because of the need and the desperation. I haven't had the chance to talk with Brother Odika as much as I like, but we have had a little fellowship, and he was kind enough that when we came in too, the Nigerian airport, that he offered his service. They was about to lock Gracie up for taking pictures in the airport, and the soldiers came over, and Brother Odika told him there wouldn't be any days like that, so he stopped him right there. But I tell you what, had it not been for his authority and his consideration, they very definitely would have took Gracie away. So here you have to be careful. You know, there's certain things that you can't do, and there's certain things you can do. I ministered this morning at Brother Abraham's place, and I thought it was real typical or symbolic. certainly wasn't a coincidence that in ministering at the tabernacle of Brother Abraham, whose assistant pastor was Isaac, that on the very same day the Muslims are offering up a sacrifice all over the place, sacrificing many animals as a commemoration to the offering up of Isaac in the days of Abraham. I thought that was real striking. And another thing I thought was real striking, that we have just come from Brother Odeka's church. We was visiting there and talking with him in his office and there in the church, and talking with some of the brethren. And Gracie took her last film. That is, Brother Odeka and I had a picture or two made together, these beautiful carved doors that they have on the church. And Brother Felix had made mention of he and I having a picture made together over at the sacred desk where it says, "It is finished." And I walked over to the sacred desk, and Sister Gracie took a picture there of Jesus hanging on the cross and of me in front of it, and right at the top of it, it said, "It is finished." I thought that was striking too, because that was the last film, and at the very time that we took that, we were hurrying around to try to leave Nigeria going into Ghana. Well, all is well with us, and has been ever since we left. God has been very good to us. We had decided to ride coach coming back from the United States into Nigeria, so that we could save a little money and share with some of them over here. And God being very gracious to us, the captain of the Nigerian airship, he invited us up to the business class. Joseph had mentioned something to him, and Brother Ron had mentioned something to him. And the lady there, as you go in to check in, had moved us up to business class. And then the captain, during the flight, had me come up to first class and move my family up to first class and gave us free first class all the way over. He also came back to conference with us a couple of times and was telling us of his admiration for our work and what we're doing in the Lord Jesus, and said that he would certainly like to be a part of it. So God blessed us very graciously. And since we've been here, we've been staying in what is called the Federal Palace. It is a governmental confined. You have to check in and out the gate. And we have had all the comforts that we could want. Few little inconvenience that didn't amount to very much. But otherwise, everything has been real well with us, and we've fared very good. One of the disappointments, of course, is that not getting the luggage in time, then that took our tracks once again. That took our literature. Satan was very cunning, and he held up the luggage until time to leave. But we still have a couple of days. But Brother Don will be here, and Brother Odeka, or Brother Jacob, they spoke of having to get out some of the literature that we was not able to get out, and they have already gotten out some. So we scored a victory here in Africa, not as to what we would like to have done, but we scored a victory here to the extent that we're reaching the people, and the people are really excited. So it's a wonderful thing to be here in Nigeria and share the enthusiasm for Jesus. And it's a real, genuine love of God that they have, a real vision for God. And they're looking forward to us coming in here with a crusade, and I am too. I'd sure like to get back here with a crusade and share some more in the things that they're planning for God. I think maybe Brother Odeka, he's planning to come into the States. Maybe before long, and in that he is, I think maybe his wife may be coming with him. And also, there is another brother, Brother Abraham and his wife. They are planning to come into the state. Brother Abraham is at the head of the churches here. He is the president over the organization here, and they've been very gracious. While we're here, I'm going to have to close out because we've got to hurry. But pray with me. Betty is praying for a brother Odika's wife right now. They're having prayer, and let's just close this out praying together. Precious, wonderful Heavenly Father, we're grateful for your wonderful word and for your wonderful love, Jesus, for my people, Lord, that we can feel all the way into Nigeria. And I pray that their love will continue to be projected around the world as we're able to go tell the people about Jesus and tell them about the wonderful people of Bethlehem and their love. And may it be with them as it has been when Paul spoke of those in the early church, that their faith was spoken of throughout the world. And may you bless Brother Odika. May you bless his wife. May you bless his home. May you anoint them greatly and mightily, O God, with thy spirit, with thy wisdom, with thy love, and with thy truth, God, that they can be a light around the world, even as an inspiration, even as they've been to us since we've been here. May the blessings of God be upon little Bethlehem, and may it be upon Africa, to give Africa the government that they need for the good of the people. I'm asking you to break every yoke, move every burden, take away every wrong, heal every sick body, bring peace of mind and prosperity and blessings to the people and to their loved ones. We ask this in the wonderful name of your lovely Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you people, and we'll be talking with you again just as soon as we get a chance.